Many people consider it, Anne, to be the most serious case because it really does go to the heart of American democracy. The strongest case, I think many experts would say no, that the case down in Florida involving the classified documents is more of a lock solid one for prosecutors. And this one is, I think, more of a challenge. I don't know if I'd call it an uphill battle, but it's definitely a more complicated and in some ways completely uncharted territory the Justice Department's going into in this case.
What do you expect from the defense as this all unfolds?
It appears that the defense is going to take several different tacks. I mean, we'll see some kind of maneuvering and showboating. There may be an effort to try to recuse the judge who's assigned to this D.C. case, Tanya Chutkan, suggesting that she's a Democratic partisan. I don't expect that will go very far. I think the main thrust of Trump's defense here, first, he'll try to get the charges knocked out, because as I said, it's pretty much of an unprecedented kind of claim that trying to overturn the election amounts to kind of a civil rights conspiracy, which is the way this has been charged. But if it does move to trial, I think you'll see people arguing that Trump had a good faith belief that there was widespread fraud in the election. And while some people told him that those beliefs were mistaken, other people who appeared to be reputable told him that he was correct about that, and that therefore he sort of lacked the dishonesty, which is at the core of the allegations in this indictment.
Josh, the former president is now indicted three times, two federal indictments, one state indictment. What kind of long-term impact is this going to have, or will it not have any at all?
Well, it's certainly a logistical complexity, right, to try to have three trials, assuming that the judge wants to try to get this case to trial sometime in the next year, year and a half. You're talking about significant interference with what would normally be the campaign of a presidential candidate. And Trump is not only a candidate, but appears to be the front runner for the Republican presidential nomination. So we've got a massive job of sort of traffic copping these three cases and three potential trials. We even have a fourth trial, and just possibly down the road here, if there is a fourth indictment of Trump down in Georgia, as many people expect, also in connection with the 2020 election and his efforts to try to alter the vote count there.
And on the point of trying to juggle all these different legal cases, we have an August 28th hearing next. In this particular case, we might have a trial date. What's your handicap on when this might go to trial?
Well, so one possibility here, Sean, is the earliest trial that's up currently is the one in New York in that hush money case involving porn star Stormy Daniels. That's supposed to go to trial starting in March. And I believe, according to my colleagues, that the district attorney up there, Alvin Bragg, has signaled that he would be willing to have that trial delayed in order to allow one of the federal cases to go first. So we might see some maneuvering there in terms of whether they might try to get this to trial in the springtime. Trump's lawyers are going to fiercely resist that. And I think it's fair to say they will attempt to have this put off until after next November's election. I think it's doubtful, though, that the judge in D.C., Judge Chutkan, will go along with that. The question is, where exactly is she going to manage to squeeze this trial into Trump's political schedule? And how deferential is she willing to be to someone who may well be a leading contender for election, or in this case, re-election to the presidency?